Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? Welcome back to episode some number. I can't remember. 45, 46? Doesn't matter. Welcome back, everybody. And always, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate all the support. We're doing a lot better. Last week's episode was kind of sad and somber, and I appreciate all the messages, you know, inboxes, all that stuff, man. I appreciate it, but my wife and I and my family are doing a lot better. Still hurts a little bit, but, you know, we're going to take this experience and help it strengthen our relationship, our marriage, and our family. So, yeah, welcome. Tough weekend, man. I usually don't talk a lot of sports on here, but man, I was so upset. I'm a Giants fan, and we suffered a terrible loss against the Patriots, man. Terrible. That team is just, we're just god awful at clock management. I just knew when we gave the ball back with less than 2 minutes that it was over. That's our MO this season. We just can't finish, you know. Odell Beckham Jr. caught a touchdown pass and then had it knocked out of his hands at the last second. And then I can't even think of the safety's name, but the DB, I mean, that intercepted the pass with seconds left in the game, maybe 40 or 50. I mean, he jumped really high in the air, intercepts this ball, and then falls flat on his back, probably knocked the wind out of himself, and just dropped it at the last second. And it would have been over right there. But, hey, shit happens, man. I try not to get mad when guys drop passes and drop balls and all that kind of stuff because I know I couldn't catch it, you know. When someone's like, why couldn't that guy just dive for the – it's like, dude, you wouldn't have been anywhere near that ball to even dive. So – I try not to be too hard on those guys, man, because there's no way in hell that I could ever do what they do. So it was a good game. It was tough, man. I really wanted to beat the Patriots. They were undefeated. And watching, like, I love Eli Manning. The dude, he's really good, but he scares me. But watching Tom Brady, that dude, man, I have to say, I really think Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. And I know some people are going to get mad at me for saying that, but that dude is good, man. That dude is no joke. So, I got to give it to the Patriots. They came through in the clutch, and my dudes blew it. So, maybe next time. Hopefully, we'll see him in the playoffs. Maybe we'll see him in the Super Bowl. But what else is going on? I think I kind of want to start off a little bit sillier this week. I don't even know how to. I was talking to some friends about pornography, and I was like, you know what? It's kind of unfair. You know, I think that black men are kind of like are underrepresented in pornography, man. I really do. You know. They'll take any type of woman, all types of women, you know, all types. I'm pretty sure there's a casting call for like BBW Russian amputee prego porn. It's like, hey, we need 10 of y'all for this gangbang. Right? But you'll never see a casting call. It's like, hey, we need 15 black dudes with regular sized dicks for this bukkake scene. You don't see this. It's not fair. It's not fair. Even nerdy white dudes are in pornography. You'll see the title. Nerdy white dude bangs blonde bombshell. Never see chubby 35-year-old dude with dry skin pummels ebony goddess. You don't see it. It's not fair. Every black dude in pornography. You know when you go to the deli, it's like, hey, can I get some of that boar's head salami right there? And they're like, oh, I got to go in the back and go get a new one, open up a fresh one. And they come out with that, like, 24-inch piece of salami. It's like every black dude in pornography is like that. And it's like, what about the regular guys? That's not fair. You see the same 9 black dudes banging every chick in porn. It's like a Judd Apatow movie. It's the same cast. What about the little guy? No pun intended. So I don't even know I guess when you got comic friends or just guy friends in general, you just start talking about weird, crazy shit. But yeah. So I don't think it's fair. What about the normal sized black dudes? Where are we at in pornography? I mean, I appreciate the stereotype, but come on, man. It's not cool. This is going to be a hard, weird, complete 180. I wonder how can I... I don't even know how to make this transition. I really don't. It's completely... completely different, but I feel even slightly disrespectful for even opening my podcast with that, and then like, all right, let's talk about some real stuff. But as we all know, this past weekend, horrific events unfolded in France, where you had like these 8 ISIS guys go around and they killed a lot of innocent people, man, and that's terrible, and. What's even worse about it, because it's not worse. What makes me sick, and I'm guilty of it to a certain degree, I think we might all be, is how political we've made, you know, the situation. It's just, you know, people couldn't wait to hear that it was ISIS, because you have Republicans here. It vindicated their belief that if we allow these Syrian refugees here in America, this is exactly what was going to happen. And people using their political agendas and ideas to not want to allow people in need into this country. It's just sad. Like, we don't even really care about the people. It's just like people are just, they want to make their political statements and use these 129 people as their, I don't even know the word. As pawns almost, I guess. Maybe pawns not the right word, but that's what we want to use these people for. It's like, you know, they all had friends and families and lives and children and dreams and aspirations, and now they become this political thing. And there was one American killed. I can't pronounce her name. Hispanic young female, 20 years old. I haven't said anything out loud, but even her being Hispanic is political. Because I know there's people in this country, they were excited to know that an American died, you know, like, yes, now we can use this person as a spokes, you know, as a kind of a poster child for why we need to. And it turns out it was an Hispanic female. And what's funny to me is the political party that would love to have this martyr, I wouldn't call a person a martyr. They didn't die for their belief, but to have this person as a poster child does not fit their demographic at all. You know, they've been busy demonizing Hispanic people, calling them all rapists and murderers, and here you are. We have a Hispanic American over there, a student studying abroad, killed by a terrorist. And I honestly haven't seen anything about it on the news at all. You know, it's sad that they can't use her face, because it won't get people riled up. That's sad, man. That they feel like, ah, it's not some blonde-haired, blue-eyed male or female, you know, from Indiana who led a church group, you know, who dad was a rancher. That's it. It's just sad, man, that person has, they're just not getting the attention. I hope I'm wrong. Maybe all these politicians are tweeting stuff out. I haven't seen anything on the news. I'm guilty of doing it to a certain degree. And I saw this that kind of pissed me off too, is when this whole thing went down, you know, Facebook does this thing from time to time where you can change. They have this filter. Like I think the first time they did it was when gay marriage was approved. They have the rainbow filter. You could change a profile picture. But this time they had the French flag. And that didn't piss me off, but people were doing that, you know, hashtag pray for France or Paris, sorry. And then you had people like, fuck that, you know, I ain't praying for France. What about Kenya? When 150 people got killed in Kenya, they didn't have any Kenyan flag filters. Hashtag pray for Kenya. And it's like, I get it. I understand people's frustration. I understand people feel like when things like this happen in brown and black countries that people don't care. I get it. I understand. But guess what? That's just how it is. And to see people acting like this whole thing, and it doesn't make it any worse that it was a while ago. I mean, it makes it any better but or less painful for people, especially there, or less meaningful. But that this happened in April when the school, that college was attacked in Kenya. And honestly, I don't remember these same people. I don't remember them making a big stink about it. Because if my memory serves me correctly, Mike Brown thing was going on, Baltimore was, you know, was going on, all this other stuff was going on. People might have said, oh my God, that's bad. But all of a sudden, people want to act like this Kenya thing just happened. And now they want to bring it up in the midst of the France, the Paris tragedy. So I see all these people hashtag, you know, pray for Kenya. They made their own Kenyan flag filter and all this kind of stuff just going off on Paris saying it's fucked up and we're not going to pray for them. They didn't pray for Kenya. It's all racist. But I look at all those people that are doing that and I'm looking like, you know what? Basically what you're doing right now with your hashtag pray for Kenya is how you felt about the people who were doing hashtag all lives matter. Am I wrong in thinking that? You know? Because when you saw that, you go, hey, I understand all lives matter, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about black lives. Well, I get it. And we're not saying that white lives don't matter. We're just speaking specifically about black lives when it comes to police brutality. That's what people would say to combat all lives matter. Because that's what they were talking about. That's what we're talking about right now. Black lives. Same goes for Paris. That's what we're talking about right now. Paris. So to me, your Kenya lives matter, or Kenya, pray for Kenya. It's the same thing, man. It's the same exact thing. And I get it. We're all entitled to our opinions and beliefs and all that kind of stuff. But it's just like you're being a hypocrite. You're doing exactly what you hated someone doing to you. And that just doesn't make you any better. Doesn't make you any better. I also brought up the point, and I think I've said this on my podcast in the past before, and there are a few people who kind of didn't like my analogy, but I don't really give a fuck because I think it works. People who say you can't blame guns for violence or deaths, in my mind, and if that's the case, then you can't blame a religion. You know, you can't blame the Quran or the Bible. You can't. You know, but I've seen videos of some, this is a gun. Inanimate object. It's never done anything. It just sits here. Or you hear people saying, my gun's never gotten up and killed anybody. Well, neither has a Bible or a Quran. If I left my gun next to a Bible, neither one is going to get up and kill or condemn anybody. But as soon as you pick it up, And both items in the wrong hands can be super deadly. You can do bad things with it. You know? You can pick that Bible up and start condemning people or just lying to people, you know, corrupting their minds to think a certain way about a certain group of people, making them feel bad about themselves. Same with the gun. It's like you can pick that up. You could use it to kill innocent people. You could use it to protect yourself or your family. You could use it to hunt for food. You can pick that Bible up and it can change your life. It can enrich your life. It can save your life, just like that gun. And people are saying, well, you don't really need a Bible to... It's like, I understand you don't physically need the Bible, but the idea behind it, that's your weapon. That's where all your power comes from, that book. Just like if you pick up a gun, your power comes from that gun. Maybe it's not the best analogy, but I really think it works. It's just like you can't blame if you're not gonna be able to blame a gun, you can't blame the religion. And I really don't think it's fair to call these Muslim extremist dudes real Muslims. I don't think they are. We've all seen the memes of, hey, would you call a person in the Klan a real Christian? I don't think you really can. They might call themselves that, but then I don't think they're really exhibiting the true spirit of their religion, what's really meant behind it. And if you guys know me, I'm not a religious person at all, but I try to be very respectful of people's religions, even though I might not believe in it. But it's like, you know, if that's what you want to do, as long as you're not forcing it down my throat, I don't really care. It's like a diet, you know? I don't really care what you eat. Long as you don't judge me for what I'm eating, it's not really affecting your life. But as soon as you try to tell me how your diet's way better, that's when I'm going to get pissed. It's like, no, you eat what the fuck is good for you, and I'll eat what I want, and you mind your goddamn business, because what you eat doesn't affect me, and vice versa. And all the simple solution people, thank you so much. They just bomb them all. Just do this. It's like, really? You don't think the people whose job it is to figure out how to do this haven't thought of that? You don't think someone hasn't yelled that out yet? Just do this. When is your knee jerk reaction ever the best reaction? Very rarely. You know? That's what got us in this situation in the first place with these fucking crazy people. You see them fighting with somebody we don't like. It's like, you know what? We're just going to give these guys guns and support these guys. Here you go. Then you arm these fucking people. Then they kill them. Then they turn on you. It's just because you didn't really think about who you're giving guns to. All you knew was like, you know what? We don't like the people that they're fighting, so we're just going to help them out to get rid of these guys. And you end up creating another fucking monster. It's never that simple. There's so many moving parts to all this shit that's going on, and I hope we can solve it. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are going to die trying to figure this out. But this is getting kind of grim and not funny at all. But I wish we could just all get along, man. It's just scary to think in 2015, man, you still have people fighting over their religion, man. It's just ridiculous. It's just like, why do you care if I go to your church or not, man? Why? Why is it such a big deal? I don't know, man. And that's just all just pure faith. I mean, what if everybody else was just as annoying and adamant about their thing as people's religion? Like someone who drove a hybrid, like, dude, you gotta get a fucking Prius. You gotta get rid of this truck, man. You got to, man. Nah, man, could you imagine? If Mac people are fucking annoying. They They want you to get Mac. iPhone people are annoying. Android people are annoying. People who do fucking CrossFit are fucking annoying. People who run marathons are annoying. Everybody. Now, could you imagine if that just kept going? I think I just named like the top annoying people, groups. The different phones, people's workout regimens, or they. Could you imagine if it was everything? The dude who just wears all Under Armour is annoying, and he hasn't really said shit. And this is all like real stuff. It's not even faith. Like, clearly, a Prius is a way better car economically for everybody. It would save everybody money. But guess what? It might not fit your needs. So therefore, a Prius might not be fucking better for you. So I just wish everybody would just like mind their fucking business, like what you like, and if someone asks about it, try to introduce them to it. Yeah, this is pretty cool. Check this out. This is what I do. But other than that, no one wants to hear about your religion, your fucking gym, your diet, none of it. And this is a dude talking into a podcast, into a microphone, yelling out my opinions like people really want to hear it, or them. Hope that was okay. But there's the show. That's the show. Next week is Thanksgiving. I'll do a podcast, but if for some reason I get tied up or busy, everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Go out and buy your stuff early, man. Don't be like me the last few years and you realize like, oh shit, I don't have any poultry seasoning for my dressing, and you go out and everybody's out. Go out, get your cornbread, get your turkey, get it all now. Don't wait till the weekend. Go out tomorrow and get it. Get it soon. And enjoy your family. And that's it. Peace out.